What's up, everybody? Little Nugster here. Welcome to Little Nugs Podcast. As I just said, I am Little Nugster. We had a pretty interesting week of WWE. So let's start off with Monday Night Raw, shall we? We will start off with Monday Night Raw started off with Drew McIntyre coming out, and he ended up talking about what happened, I believe, in the previous week when he had a match with Andrade, and Drew McIntyre ended up winning in that match. And then I think at one point Angel Garza came into the ring, and it looked like he was about to attack Drew McIntyre, but instead Seth Rollins came out and attacked Drew McIntyre. So Drew McIntyre came out. He ended up talking about Seth and what happened to him last week. And I believe he issued a challenge between him and Rollins to have a match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view for the WWE title. Sometime after that, Andrade ended up coming out and attacked Drew McIntyre from behind. After that, we had a match between Austin Theory and Aleister Black, and it was a qualifying match for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, which will be taking place at WWE headquarters. For those of you that don't know, the Money in the Bank ladder match is basically going to be taking place at the WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. It is going to be starting off on the bottom floor, and they're going to work their way up to the roof, where there's going to be a ring set up with, you know, the ladders and the briefcase. So obviously you start from the bottom, work your way up to the top, and go from there. I thought this match was pretty decent. I like Austin Theory. I think he's pretty good. Aleister Black, I'm a really big fan of. Aleister Black ended up taking the win. I think we had Zelina Vega on commentary during this match as well. I don't remember. But yeah. I thought this was a pretty decent match. And like I said, Aleister Black got the win. So he is part of the ladder match. After that, we had another squash match between Shayna Baszler and Indy Hartwell, I think that's her name, who I believe is from NXT. I guess the match was going okay. Baszler was being dominant as always, or as usual, like she usually was on NXT. It kind of seems like Shayna's going back to her dominant character like she was in NXT. You know, when she debuted on Raw, she kind of seemed a little different. But now I'm starting to see, you know, since a couple weeks ago when she faced, it was last week, I think. No, It was a couple weeks ago, where she faced, I believe, Sarah Logan. So I think ever since then, she's been starting to get dominant. Maybe even before that. But yeah, during this match, Shayna ended up doing the stomp to Indy's arm like she did to Sarah Logan, and that obviously declared Shayna the winner. That was just a regular match. Next we had a tag team match which featured Ricochet and Cedric Alexander, and they went against Shane Thorne and Brandon Vink from NXT. And I think I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again. I really, really like Ricochet and Cedric Alexander as a team. They are really great together. And I thought this match was pretty good, especially with these two in the match. You know, they pretty much have the similar styles. You know, they're high flyers or whatever you call them. But I thought it was a pretty good match. Ricochet and Cedric Alexander ended up getting the win. After that, we had a rematch from last week. It was Kairi Sane versus Nia Jax. Once again, it's no surprise. I thought Kairi Sane was going to get killed for a second time, which it seemed like Kairi Sane was going to, kind of had an advantage at some point in the match. But Nia Jax ended up taking the win. Next, we had a little video from Seth Rollins. He was basically just talking about the challenge that Drew made, and he ended up accepting Drew's challenge. So at Money in the Bank, we will be getting Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship at Money in the Bank. Next, we had another qualifying match for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. And this was between MVP and Apollo Crews. Last week, I forget who Apollo Crews faced. But I think it was... maybe it was Al... Was it? Who did he face? I know he faced somebody. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. But, hold on here. Let me just see. It might have been a couple weeks ago. Sorry. Okay. A couple weeks ago, he had a match with Aleister Black. Which, in that match, I was actually really, really surprised at how well Apollo Crews was in that match. And he he kind of did the same thing in this match versus MVP. I actually thought MVP was going to win to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match, but actually Apollo Crews ended up taking the win in this one, which I thought it was pretty good. Apollo Crews has been doing pretty good for the past couple of matches that he's been in. So we'll see. Excuse me. We'll see how he does in the ladder match. Next we had a match between Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott, who obviously were part of the Riott Squad. I thought this was a decent, it was an okay match. Liv Morgan has been surprising me lately, ever since she kind of, I guess, repackaged herself into a new character. She's been surprising me in her matches lately. I thought Ruby Riott was going to win, but unfortunately, it was an upset. I consider it an upset because Liv Morgan ended up winning. So good for her. Next, we had another qualifying match for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. It was between Rey Mysterio and Murphy. I thought this was an okay match. Rey Mysterio ended up taking the win. So, we got Aleister Black, Apollo Crews, and Rey Mysterio so far. I think Daniel Bryan as well from last week. Then after this, we had a match between Charlotte Flair, which, she had a match against Kaden Carter, I think her name is. She's from NXT. I recently just listened to an episode from a podcast that I am a part of usually every month for a pay-per-view called the Top Rope Report. And they just had a... I just listened to their episode from Sunday, or yesterday, and one of them, Nugster, my father, which obviously I'm a little Nugster, so you can obviously, you know, it's kind of obvious, Nugster Greg and little Nugster Joe, he was saying how Charlotte Flair should stay on NXT, which I do agree. Charlotte Flair is the NXT Women's Champion. Therefore, I think she should stay on NXT and not show up on Raw. If that's the case, then why would you have Charlotte Flair participate or compete for the NXT title when she shows up on Raw? Maybe that's Vince McMahon's doing. I have no idea. But I think we should just have Charlotte Flair be on NXT since she is the NXT Women's Champion. Yeah, she had a match between Kaden Carter, and no surprise here, Charlotte Flair took the win via submission. Next, we had a match between Andrade and Akira Tozawa, who is also a part of NXT in the Cruiserweight, that interim Cruiserweight tournament. I think he's, he's a part of that. He had a match. Andrade had a match with, against Akira Tozawa. I thought it was a decent match. Tozawa's been, I guess, he's been improving lately to me, in my opinion. He had his little thing for the 24/7 title. I've seen him in a couple more matches here and there. I think on Raw or NXT, and he's been getting better. But unfortunately, he wasn't good enough because Andrade ended up taking the win. Next, we had the Street Profits coming out. They introduced Bianca Belair, who ended up having a match against another NXT talent named Santana Garrett. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a fan of the Street Profits. I like them. I have heard that, you know, on the episode of the Top Rope Report that I listened to yesterday, Trivia ended up saying that the Street Profits are better, like, they're more for the crowd, which I do agree. And I know my dad, Nugster Greg, is definitely not a fan of the Street Profits, especially during this match, which I can't understand why, but I see it differently. I know that Montez Ford is married to Bianca Belair, so I kind of found it entertaining ever since Bianca Belair showed up on Raw. I'm getting more entertained when the Street Profits are basically like I'd say like when the Street Profits or and Bianca Belair are together, I find it entertaining because I know Montez Ford and Belair are married, so I kind of think it's entertaining when, you know, the two of them kind of they kind of feed off each other in a way. Like in this match between Bianca Belair and Santana Garrett, Montez Ford was going all, you know, crazy and stuff with Bianca Belair, and I kind of find that entertaining because, I mean, you know, your husband is out, you know, on commentary and your husband's watching you perform, and, you know, I would kind of be the same. I would kind of be the same way if my wife was performing and liking what I was seeing. But, I mean, everybody's different. I, for one, thought it was entertaining. Bianca Belair ended up winning, which is really no surprise. Then the last match we had was Angel Garza versus Drew McIntyre. I don't think we had Zelina Vega on commentary in this one. If we did, I must have forgotten. But I thought it was a decent match. Any match I think Drew McIntyre is in is great because Drew McIntyre is freaking awesome. I didn't write this down, but I think after, well, obviously, Drew McIntyre ended up winning, but I think after the match, he ended up getting attacked by, Andrade and, crap, what's the other guy's name? There's two other people. Andrade and Austin Theory. And then I remember at one point, the three of them, you know, Andrew Garza, Austin Theory, and Andrade were outside the ring. And I actually was really surprised when Drew McIntyre basically did a one of those top rope dives, and he basically dove on the three of them. And, you know, Zelina Vega was doing her thing and screaming and being scared. So yeah, that's the end of Monday Night Raw. Next is NXT. We started off with I believe, because I remember in this match, or in this episode of NXT, we were supposed to have Velveteen Dream versus Finn Balor, but I guess due to I guess there was a situation where Finn Balor ended up getting jumped, or something happened to Finn Balor where he wasn't able to compete. So Velveteen Dream ended up coming out. He ended up impersonating Balor in a certain way. I guess he was doing the little, what do you call it? The hand thing that Finn Balor always does. As Velveteen Dream was, pretty much after that, Adam Cole comes out, ends up talking to Velveteen Dream, and then Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish come out from behind and attack Velveteen Dream. And then shortly after that, Keith Lee comes out. The Limitless One, Keith Lee, comes out and helps Velveteen Dream. So you kind of had a thing where you kind of had a feeling that Velveteen Dream was going to be tagging with Keith Lee to face two members of the Undisputed Era, which we later found out later on in the episode. After that, we had a tag team match with Shotzi Blackheart and Tegan Nox versus Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. I'm kind of liking Shotzi. I'm really liking Shotzi Blackheart. She's kind of crazy. I thought she was doing pretty good. She's been doing pretty good lately. Ever since her shocking elimination and what was it? It was a women's battle royal during a NXT show or episode, I think a little over, maybe it was a month ago or something, but she ended up eliminating Shayna Baszler in that match. But in this match, in the tag team match, I thought it was okay. Like I said, Shotzi Blackheart was actually doing pretty good. But unfortunately, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez took the win. Next we had a couple cruiserweight tournament matches. The first one was Jake Atlas versus Drake Maverick. As we all know, Drake Maverick was one of the wrestlers that ended up getting released by the WWE I think a couple weeks ago. And it was actually kind of cool that Drake Maverick, they allowed Drake Maverick to still compete, but after listening to a Busted Open episode, they were saying how they should kind of turn this Drake Maverick being released situation and turn it into kind of like a real based storyline where he's Drake Maverick needs to, like, address the situation that he's in, where he ended up getting released, and he's basically trying to, I guess, fight to see if he can get his job back, I guess. I remember that kind of seems familiar in a way, where I think something like that happened to somebody else, and I forget who it was. But I remember, oh, I think it was Heath Slater. I think that happened to Heath Slater one time, where he was I think he got fired or something like that, and he was trying to do things to where he can get his job back. And I think that's where his thing, I Got Kids, came from. But anyway, Drake Maverick, as we all know, got released. He, I guess, is going to be competing in, like, 3 matches or something. But during this match, he was doing okay. He got better throughout the match. But unfortunately, I think... No, he didn't win by submission. Jake Ellis ended up winning. But like I said, I thought it was an okay match. Next, we had another tournament match, and it was Kushida versus Tony Nese. I thought this was pretty good. This was a pretty good match as well. Kushida ended up taking the win. Next, we had a little vignette thing between Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. I guess they were doing a little, I guess they were doing a little celebration for, I guess, Johnny winning against Ciampa last week. So I kind of thought whatever they did was kind of interesting. The next, we had a match with Mia Yim, and she faced some, I don't even know who this person is, Jessie Kamea, something like that. But I thought it was an okay match. Mia Yim ended up winning. Charlotte Flair ended up coming out and ended up talking to Mia Yim, because I believe last week or on Raw or one of those times, Charlotte came out and basically she was talking about how that she knows that Io Shirai ended up winning the ladder match on NXT to become the number one contender for the NXT championship. But Charlotte was saying how she wanted to give Mia Yim her first, you know, she wanted to challenge Mia Yim first before Io Shirai. So, well, I think that's going to be happening next week. Anyway, we had another Cruiserweight tournament match, and it was the debut of Phantasma, however you say his last name. And he ended up facing Jack Gallagher, who kind of surprised me, because last time I saw Jack Gallagher, he only had a mustache, and he seemed like he was maybe like 4'3" or 4 foot, no, not 4'3". 5'3" with an umbrella, and he had that mustache. But I guess he has a new look now, because he kind of has a beard. Here, he has a beard now, and he's got some tattoos. He's got himself some ink on that pale skin. And I kind of like it. I like his new look. But unfortunately, his new look did not get him the win, because the debut of Phantasma ended up winning. The next, we had the main event, which was Velveteen Dream versus Keith Lee, or Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee versus Adam Cole and Roderick Strong. Before the match even started, I guess there was a certain point where Keith Lee was out in the ring, or outside the ring, and then Damian Priest ended up coming from behind and attacking Keith Lee with a nightstick, which ended up, I guess, he hit Keith Lee in the throat or something like that. So then ended up turning into a 2-on-1 handicap match with Velveteen Dream, you know, facing Cole and Roderick Strong. Then at some point, Dexter Lumis ended up appearing on the apron. And at one point, he ended up getting a tag from Dream. So at that point in time, we found out that Dexter Lumis ended up joining Velveteen Dream. I really like this guy. He's really strange. Last week I ended up saying that he kind of looks like he kind of looks like a younger Stone Cold Steve Austin in a way, with a lot of tattoos and a little more muscular. But anyway, I really like Dexter Lumis. And due to Dexter Lumis, him and Dream ended up taking the win. So that's NXT. Lastly, we're going to talk about is SmackDown. SmackDown started out with New Day coming out. They ended up celebrating the win that Big E had last week, because there was a triple threat match last week that was basically that had The Miz, Big E, and Jey Uso, and that match was for the SmackDown tag titles, and Big E ended up winning, so the New Day became tag team champions for the 8th time. So they came out on SmackDown to celebrate their victory, or Big E's win. Then Lucha House Party came out wanting to challenge for the titles. Then after that, Miz and Morrison came out, basically wanted a rematch for the tag titles. And then the Forgotten Sons come out. They were talking about how that they want, that they're like the newest tag team or something and want a shot. And you know, they go back and forth between Miz and Morrison, and then they ended up attacking Lucha House Party and the New Day. So we'll see what happens with the Forgotten Sons. Maybe they'll get a shot at the tag titles at some point. Next we had Sheamus versus a performance center talent with in the name of Daniel Vidot, something like that. That was kind of like a little squash match for Sheamus, so he ended up taking the win. The next we had a Money in the Bank qualifying match between Drew Gulak and King Corbin. It's no surprise here. King Corbin ended up taking the win, so he is the second to last participant in the in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. After that, we had they showed the little thing for Jeff Hardy. Then after that, we had a tag team match between Miz and Morrison and Lucha House Party. At one point, Sheamus came out and ended up ripping the headset off of Michael Cole because, you know, as he stated last week, that pretty much after Sheamus' matches, they immediately go to, they immediately show Jeff Hardy, you know, Jeff Hardy videos or whatever. So you kind of think that Sheamus is going to have a little feud with Jeff Hardy once he comes back. But in this match here, between Miz and Morrison and Lucha House Party, Lucha House Party ended up pulling off the win. So maybe they're in, the New Day are the tag champs, so there's no way in seeing that maybe, I mean, who knows, maybe Lucha House Party could be in the hunt for, the titles, who knows. After that, we had a qualifying match for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And it was between Lacey Evans and Sasha Banks. Lacey Evans ended up taking the win in this one, which it ended up, we ended up seeing a little spark starting to form between Sasha Banks and Bayley. So we might be seeing a Banks-Bayley feud starting to fume and light the fire and, you know, stuff, you know, something like that. After that, we had Alexa Bliss Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross in a tag team match between Dana Brooke and Carmella for the women's tag team titles. No surprise here, but I'm going to keep it nice and short, or short and sweet. Bliss and Cross retain their titles. Then we had a little celebration going on where it ended up being the 25th anniversary of Triple H. So, you know, they had Triple H come out, and it was kind of weird because, you know, he was about to do his, like, water, like, shooting water out of his mouth thing, and then, like, somebody walked past him and kind of took his water out of his hands or whatever. I thought that was kind of weird. But, you know, Triple H was just talking, and then Shawn Michaels came out. They were talking to each other, and they ended up showing kind of like a blooper reel of, you know, when you know, they kind of showed like a little blooper reel, and it first started, you know, with them and DX, and then it basically kind of, the video is kind of, you know, were part of the DX in a way. Then they ended up showing like the loss record, or for like the loss matches, or for WrestleMania or something like that. And then Vince McMahon came out. Well, before that, we had a couple, I guess, FaceTime calls. One of them was from Stephanie McMahon, who obviously is Triple H's wife. Then we had Road Dogg, JC James, and then we had Ric Flair. So those three people ended up calling or FaceTiming Triple H, congratulating him on 25 years. Then that's when Vince McMahon came out and basically said that, you know, he loves him and stuff like that, and basically wanted him to get out because he started turning off the lights. But that is it. It's a little, what are we on for time here? Oh, alright. But, 40 minutes. Not bad at all. So that's pretty much it. Make sure you guys, look me up. I'm on, Google Podcasts, Anchor and Spotify. You just go in the search bar and type in Lil Nugs Podcast. Coming up in a couple weeks, I'm going to be joining the Top Rope Report for the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. We do our prediction show for every pay-per-view. So make sure you stay tuned for that. You can listen to their podcast on TalkShoe.com, Anchor, and also on Spotify. So thank you guys for listening. As always, I'm Little Nugster. Tune in next week for another episode. Take care, guys.